Good evening. My name is Roger. Years ago, I was born and raised on the mission fields in Nigeria. I grew up with a father that was a pastor all my life. I grew up with Christianity surrounded my whole childhood. But you know, it was around the time I was 15 years old, I started to get tripped up. And I can remember Friday afternoons would roll around in my class and everybody say, "Hey, Roger, we're going out to the parties. We're going out to the dances. Why don't you come along and have a good time?" You know, growing up in a Christian family, I knew that wasn't the place for me. But I always had this thing in the back of my mind, I wondered, what really is on the other side? Because my problem when I was growing up was I knew all the verses, I knew everything up here, but I never knew Jesus in my heart. And it wasn't long till I started hanging out with people and drifting away from the people in the church. And as that went on, I started going to the dances, and at first it was so, you know, there was nothing really to worry about, but it wasn't long till I found out about peer pressure. And that peer pressure, I found myself picking up a cigarette just to try and be cool and smooth in with everybody. Next thing I knew, I was having a couple beers. Next thing I knew, I was smoking marijuana. And you know, as time went on, I started to lose control. I can remember coming home later and later into the early parts of the morning. One time, I came home and my parents sat me down. They said, "Rod, you know, we're a Christian family and we live by Christian rules, and you've got to live by those rules if you want to live here." And you know, I thought, well, I'll just do it my way. And I remember saying to my dad, "I'll see you later. It's time I leave." And I became a 16-year-old runaway, ended up in Ottawa, Ontario. And I got into a high school for a while, but because of drugs and the party life, I bombed out there. First thing I gravitated towards was the rock and roll. And I remember growing my hair real long, like what you see in all the rock albums, going to all the parties where the musicians were. And I remember the age 18 hooking up with a hard rock band by the name of Titan. And you know, we thought we were really on top of everything. But as the drinking and the drugs went on in my life, it started to destroy me. And everything that I thought was promised to me was taken away. You know, I went on for 9 years in that kind of shape, playing in different bands, taking on different jobs. At one time, I found myself working in a mine to support my habit so I'd have money to buy booze and drugs. But I'll tell you, all that shiny stuff that I thought life was all about with rock and roll soon came to an end. You know, I had sang so many different rock songs, I think I sang all of them, that I started to believe the lie that was packaged in the words. One of the last bands I played in was called The Edge, and that, I named it that because that's exactly where I was in life, on the edge of life and death. And as I sang in these songs, one of the songs that gripped me was Suicide Solution by Ozzy Osbourne. And my life was so messed up that I started thinking that maybe suicide was the way out of all the torment. And young people, I just caution you in this testimony. I grew up with it. I grew up with everything, only to have nothing when I went Satan's way. You know, that was 6 years ago, and I can remember it just as I was thinking of maybe even taking my life. Somehow, as I sat in this basement, this little song, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know," broke through my heart. And somehow I started to sense that Jesus was alive and relevant for me. And you know, I just challenge you in this testimony. As I came into Teen Challenge because I needed to get some things straightened out. First of all, I'm thankful for a mom and dad that's interceded for me all those years. I'm thankful also for a God that can put pieces back together when you don't think they can be. You know, I'm thankful also for a ministry that was able to put the pieces back for me. And I just challenge you, maybe you're in this congregation here and you think that Jesus Christ isn't alive. I challenge you. He's alive and he's here for you tonight.
That's right.